For decades, the federal government has grappled with how to make its services understandable and easy to use. And if you've ever seen a Medicare manual, you'll know what we mean. But more agencies are using a technique called journey mapping to improve service. Mallory Barg-Bullman is Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. She talked with Tom Temin about what journey mapping is and how it works.
The Partnership for Public Service and Accenture Federal Services have been spending the past several years looking into federal customer service. And one of the most exciting things that we found is around journey mappings, which help agencies understand the customer characteristic and their needs better.
What is journey mapping? Let's get a definition here.
Journey maps detail a customer's experience with an agency from the initial problem or point of contact through the transaction or resolution and sometimes beyond that. These maps illustrate the story of a customer's journey through an agency and sometimes across multiple organizations. And it helps identify the challenges and determine how all employees and processes affect the customer experience.
How do you obtain a journey map? How do you make one?
Sure. So it's really about understanding your customers. One thing that we've seen is the Smithsonian was looking a lot at their customers. So they were understanding you have just the generic visitor who may be coming from out of town. And what their goal is to be able to plan a trip when they visit the Smithsonian website. And so Smithsonian, through journey mapping, helped understand what the different needs of the customer might be. Do they have a stroller? Are they visiting the National Mall? Do they know what they're looking for? Do they know where they can find food options? All of these different types of things. And as a result, one of the neat things that's out there that the Partnership for Public Service has been looking at with Accenture right now is the Smithsonian's doing a beta site. It's a trip planner, and it has three pieces of it. It's on the web, and it's plan, list, and route. So you can go to this website and express if you're interested in arts and culture or gardens or history or nature and science. Then you can give when you're visiting, how many hours you're visiting, if you have kids with you, if you're just a group of adults. And then it gives you some suggested offerings. I was trying it this morning, thinking about taking my sons to the National Mall this weekend to go look at some dinosaurs. And it gave me more than 20 suggested offerings. I was able to put in there that I wanted to visit this Saturday, and I thought I would want to be there for about 3 hours.
You have very patient children that can stand a museum for that long.
I'm probably being overly optimistic. But what they also then gave me an option of, I'd like to find a place to eat. It gives me an option of if I need to have a wheelchair or a stroller. My boys are older, so we don't need a stroller. But if it had been in years past, that would have been something I needed. And so selecting that, it then gives me a proposed route. It shows me where to start. In this case, it suggests I start at the National History Museum and go. It tells me specifically to go upstairs to the second floor to see the last American dinosaurs exhibit. It says the average duration that people spend in it is 30 minutes. And it tells me to go down to the first floor where I can go see the IMAX Dinosaurs Alive 3D movie. It says you need to arrive by 11:15 in order to participate in the movie. It shows me where there's a cafe in case we're hungry and other different things that we can do during this trip. It's really about understanding the user's experience.
But on the back end of this, there are not people taking in these requests and doing this by hand. Do they have some sort of an expert system that can take the requests and generate this automatically?
Absolutely. So one of the things the Partnership for Public Service and Accenture Federal Services identified in our last report is that this is all about the data. And you need a couple components. You need the right data, you need complete data, you need timely data, and then you need folks who are ready to analyze this information. Typically, what customer journey mapping is it takes all of that information and creates these customer personas. And these are fictional profiles that describe customers' behaviors, emotions, attributes, motivations, goals. So in this case, I'm Mallory Bullman, and I'm going to visit a museum. What are the things I need? What are the things I want? What are my expectations? And then how can you build that experience around that?
And the implication here is that these systems can keep learning over time and refine themselves.
And that's one of the really neat aspects of Agile IT and also of the data that we can get through these digital platforms is that we can always learn how people are using particularly the web experience. But also there's a number of efforts underway from the administration to gather customer data at the point of service. If you really wait till once or twice a year to review people's experience, you really get a very, very different set of information than when you get them at that real-time customer feedback on the specific transaction or services the person is receiving.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. Now, we've been discussing a physical encounter in a complicated large building and so on. What about the online encounters or navigating the agency electronically, which people do, Social Security, Medicare, as I mentioned in the opening, and so forth? These can be very complicated, and sometimes the websites are not all that clear.
And each of these agencies have actually started this process. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, as you said, Federal Student Aid, the Social Security Administration, these are all agencies that are actively working to understand their customers. And in some cases, they have too much data, and they're trying to sort through it and figure out what they need. They're analyzing the data. They're figuring out what does it look like to be a federal student aid applicant, for example. And if you go to Federal Student Aid's website, you can see that you can enter the site based on the type of user you are, whether you're a high school student, whether you're a college student, whether you're an adult who's looking to pay back loans. These are different things modeled after the user experience.
And how fine-grained can these get? Suppose you are a young adult, but you have a disability, for example.
Well, I think that's really the nuances that good customer journey mapping can get into. Of you're an individual with a disability applying to school and you need federal student aid, what are the specific things that are unique to your experience that the agency needs to anticipate?
And so if I'm an agency program manager and I want to think, gee, I'd like to be more efficient, be more friendly to my constituents or the people coming to my agency, how do you get started in journey mapping, and who does it?
So journey mapping can really be done by anybody within the agency. It's often led by a chief customer experience officer. Some agencies have that role. Some agencies don't. It also can be led by agency leadership. Really, anybody who's responsible for interacting with citizens or even interacting with customers within a federal agency. A lot of times we forget that people within our own organizations are actually customers too, whether they're customers of the human capital system or the acquisition system or the financial management system. This is all about what it's like to receive a service. So anybody needs to do it. But the other part that I will say is really important that the Partnership for Public Service has emphasized over time in any number of different areas is that we continue to look at issues across the enterprise so that when one individual is interacting with, say, federal student aid, there may be data that we get from the website, but we may also have data from a call-in center. And you need to make sure that those pieces of information about that individual are connected.
And are there tools available for creating journey mapping, just as there used to be, or still are really, tools for project management? Once you know the techniques, you need something to underpin the effort.
At this point, I'm not aware of government-wide tools. I know different agencies are developing it. I know some of the different consulting groups do this with folks. This is something the Partnership for Public Service is working on, helping folks develop. But I don't know of one unified source on this.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. Share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.